Hey, could you pass me... Hello? Yoo-hoo! You're ignoring me. You're actually ignoring me. I can't believe you're ignoring me. That is so childish. And so unprofessional. What? No, I'm talking to Portly. He's ignoring me. Well, no, look. I threw the ball next to him. He didn't even bring it back. Hello? See? Ignoring me. He's so unprofessional. See, this is why he got the sack. The sack. Portly got the sack. Well, you know he was HR. Well, he's been sacked. For blatant unprofessionality, favouritism, and gross misconduct. Theft. Oh yeah, you heard that, didn't you? I saw your ear flicker. What? What am I talking about? Are you joking? You must have noticed. He was totally unprofessional. He was always laying down and being cute and just, oh, look at me, look at me. I do poor. I'm such a clever boy. So unprofessional. And then he played favourites. You. Because you had coffee-flavoured biscuits and that. That's not only favouritism, that's flavourism. Because it's coffee. And I mean, that goes against all corporate policies in this office. And finally, he stole my sandwich. And that was the broadsword that broke the battle alpaca's back. What? Well, he's been stealing all this time. Every day, he stole biscuits. He thought I didn't notice, but I did. But I let it pass because it's HR. But no. No, my sandwich. He stole my sandwich. All of it. So I sacked him. And now he's sulking. He's sulking. I have to be honest. I do feel a little bit guilty. Tiny bit guilty. Because it's not his fault. I mean, he just wasn't ready for that much responsibility. I mean, HR is deceptively difficult. Lots of paperwork and he's not used to it. Oh, he brought back his ball. Hello. What? Oh, I don't know about that, Portly. Why are you looking at me? I know why you're looking at me like that. Because I'm considering making him my assistant. I don't know, Portly. I just don't know. I don't know if you're ready for that. I mean, look what happened before. Can you be professional? Oh, he's sitting. Can you be workplace appropriate? Oh, he's doing poor. Will you steal biscuits? Will you steal sandwiches? I think we have to have an interview. An interview. We're going to interview him for the position of my assistant. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Okay, this is the interview. Portly, this is a biscuit. I'm going to set the biscuit down in front of you, and you are not going to eat it. I know, I said you're not going to eat it. Now I'm going to place it down, and if you eat it, well, you don't have the job. But if you don't eat it, well, the job's yours. Okay, so here we go. Now I'm going to ask you some questions. Now, if you could be any zoo animal, which would you be? A corgi. Now that is an excellent answer. A very, very good answer. What would you say is your biggest weakness? Oh, you're so cute that sometimes you distract co-workers. I could understand how that's a weakness. Now, how would you say you turn that weakness into a strength? You use it against your enemies. That is very cunning. Now, this is the final question. Do you want a biscuit? You do? Well, I'm glad to say that you've passed the interview and you may now eat the biscuit like you just did. I like that. He's eager. What? I need an assistant! Working from home is very complicated. Have you met Portly? He's my assistant. Where are you going? Darling? Darling? What do you mean I've had too much tea? I don't know, Portly. They are so weird.